Hello, 大家好，我是 Jenny, 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, I'm Diana. Welcome back to another episode.
那我们今天的节目呢，是要聚焦并且送给所有的快递外卖小哥们的，他们非常的辛苦，他们也是我们社会，我们经济的支柱。
That's right. So today's episode is in honor of all the delivery workers that really improve our modern quality of life. And recently, there are two headlines that have been making waves regarding China's delivery workers.
而且是两个非常好的新闻。我看了以后就觉得，哦，非常鼓舞人心啊。好，那第一个新闻故事呢，就是最近淘宝闪购的骑手制服获得了法国的一个设计大奖。
That's right, and it's the first time the gold award of the French Design Awards has gone to a workwear uniform.
对，也是这个奖项十几年历史以来第一次金奖是给了一个工作制服啊。等一下我们来看看这个制服何以赢得法国这个 top Design Award. 那第二个非常振奋人心的消息呢，就是中国我们应该最高荣誉的文学奖吧，他最近颁给了一位也是淘宝闪购的骑手王继斌，因为他在利用自己送外卖送快递的这个其实很少的时间之余，他写诗。
Right, so one of Taobao's delivery workers, Wang Jibing, has won the Lu Xun Literary Prize for his collection of poems titled Low Flight.
好，那我们今天节目除了跟大家讲一下这两个 news stories 呢，还要跟大家说说非常实用的啊，这个关于快递、关于外卖的英语。But let's just go back to the uniform winning the design award. 然后评委们对这套制服有非常高的赞许，是吧？ They really sung high praises for this uniform.
Right, a direct quote from the judging panel, the design sets a new standard for safety, comfort, and performance, building a stronger sense of confidence, dignity, and identity.
就是说这一套制服的设计是为此类制服奠定了一个新的标准啊 ,set a new standard, 既安全然后又舒适，而且它的功能性 performance 也很好，而且看着非常酷哈。像赛车手。
Yeah, I was Googling this right before we started our episode, and first thing I thought of was like F1 racers.
所以他说这个让穿的人，让这些骑手穿了这套制服以后，也有更强的自信和自豪。
Right. So in addition to looking cool, there are also a lot of smart features.For example, smart earbuds for hands-free navigation, pocket for emergency medical information, and upgraded helmets that can detect crashes and then share location to speed up rescue efforts.
对，我觉得这设计的真的太好了啊，因为安全非常重要嘛，对于骑手来说。
Yes.
其实在中国和比如跟美国很大一个区别就是，其实在北美很多时候送外卖和快递的人他们是开着车子来的，所以它相对而言可能安全性会更好一点。但是在中国大部分 they're so exposed, right, to the roads,to the weather, 所以这个制服里面的设计像他们的头盔能够监测到啊，万一发生了撞车怎么办，然后可以很快的把它现在的位置发送给救护车啊，这相关的紧急救援。 These are really, really smart and advanced safety designs.
Right, and this is such a great use of technology, and having all of these features integrated into the uniform without requiring anything else of the delivery worker is honestly really heartening to see.
我也觉得就这些都整合在他们的制服头盔里面，不需要他们自己再做很多额外的带东西啊，或者哪怕你撞车了不用你自己去发信息去打电话救援，对吧？
Right.
好，那除了这个 Top Design Award, 王继斌他的一篇诗集叫做低处飞行。
Right. And all of these poems were inspired by his everyday challenges when making deliveries and just a lot of the challenges that delivery workers like him face. The average person would never experience the kind of day-to-day challenges they face. They might not even know a lot of delivery workers and don't even have secondhand information, right? So this collection of poems really is kind of opening everyone's mind to what life is really like for them.
其实我觉得近几年来在中国，我们对于快递外卖行业的这种辛苦啊，对于他们的生活，就是你能看到很多比较真实的故事。And they would post their experiences. Actually, there were a lot of videos, 因为他们真的就是时间的压力，包括人家给他评分的压力。平台给他们的压力
oh, yes.
You really see these videos of them just breaking down, crying. We need these stories told by them. And 这样作为 customer, 我们能知道 how can we support them?
Right, right. I think this is, yeah, a really great way for also a lot of people who rely on their, you know, service to really empathize with their struggle and just how hard it is to be a delivery worker.
是，而且这几年中国的超大型城市嘛，像北上广深，都政府会去提供一些 affordable housing。就廉租房，价格比较便宜，而且里面的条件也是还不错的，给这些 gig workers。因为不然的话，在这些大城市的 cost of living 生活成本实在太高了。
Right.Yeah, it's really great to hear because I think the housing crisis is just universal at this point, right? Especially in those big tier cities.
I have not heard any North American cities just dedicating funds 专门给gig workers, 给 delivery workers 来提供 housing.
Right.
所以这我觉得真的是国内这几年做特别好啊。好，但是现在呢，还是要回到一些最基本的英语，就是快递啊。外卖啊，这些要怎么讲啊？首先，快递 Diana 在英文里最常用的一个说法就是
delivery。
Delivery 这是一个名词。那如果你有一个什么今天淘宝或者在国外亚马逊的快递今天要送来，你可以说
My Amazon delivery has arrived。
啊，就是你有一个或者他已经来了，是吧 ？I've got a Taobao delivery. I've got an Amazon delivery.
Or package.
哦，是 package 就是一个包裹，就一个盒子，基本上。
Right, my Amazon package, my Taobao package arrived. It all works.
然后还有一个很 old fashioned 或者也是比较英式英语的词是 parcel package.
Yes.
但对这个就北美不太常用了。
Definitely not. I mean, if they're English, yeah, that's definitely a term we wouldn't use.
其实讲到一个还不太常用的讲快递的词就是 courier,C-O-U-R-R-I-E-R。我觉得好像在形容什么 DHL, FedEx, 这种公司的时候常常说他们是什么 courier services。
Yeah, I sometimes see that too when I'm looking at their, you know, website or whatever, but it might just be inherited.Term from the past because you don't really hear people use that term when they're speaking to each other. So it might just be a formal, oh, we're a courier service, but really what they're doing is just delivering packages.
So to deliver packages, 动词 to deliver. 好，那作为要收到快递的这一方呢，就是 we get deliveries, 是吧？或者 we got our delivery.
Right, right. Or the deliveries arrived.
或者你可以说什么 to get something delivered, right? Or 如果你在就是你下了单 you're expecting, 你在期待这个 I'll get a delivery today.
Right, right. Or, you know, most of the time we would just say package if, you know, it's something we bought and it's not food or groceries.
那如果你要给人家寄快递呢
I need to drop off a package. I need to send a packageto someone.
或者有的时候他没有送到你家就是你要去一个点去拿。
Oh, right. Okay, so then you'll have to pick up your package.
因为有的时候可能你出去旅行啦，然后你回来的时候去 pick up， 或者有的时候就是 it requires a signature， 然后你去上班了、right? So they drop it off at 一个什么服务点 service point， you need to go pick it up。
Mm-hmm, right. So yeah, sometimes like apartment complexes, like the front desk will hold your packages. So when you come home, you can pick it up from them.
但其实在中国，因为我们有很多大型或者超大型的小区嘛 ，so those complexes.
Mm-hmm.
那现在很多的就是它会下面有非常非常多的 lockers.
That's true. Yes, there are a lot of Amazon lockers, specifically at Whole Foods, right? Because they're all under the same company. So, yeah, you'll see them sometimes in apartment complexes. You'll see them at Whole Foods. They're kind of just starting to spread everywhere.
好，那刚刚我们说到的都是很多 package 啊，你买的东西。那么说到外卖吃的东西，这个时候我们要怎么讲呢？
Now, this is varied. You can say you've gotten takeout delivered. You could say food delivery.
就是食品快递是吧？外卖
yes.
food delivery. 或者买菜现在 grocery delivery 也有的啊。
Yes, yes. If it's like produce, you're getting pretty much everything from a supermarket, it would be your grocery delivery.
但除了 food delivery, 好像外卖还有很多不同的词。
Yes, so I think the most common one would be probably takeout.
Takeout, 这个就是相对于你到了一个饭店，你要 dine in 或者 eat in, 堂食、
yes.
然后这个是拿出去，对吧 ?You literally take the food out.
Yes, yes, you take it out, or a lot of times we say it's takeout to go.
To go, 带出去,打包这样的。
Right.
或者还可以说 order in, 是吧? Let's order in.
Yes, so I think order in, it almost always means you're going to one of these platforms, you're going to order the food, and they will deliver it to you.
Let's order in. 或者 let's get order in 吗?
Let's get takeout sometimes also means to order in, or it means you go and get your takeout. So it really depends.
总之你就不在那儿吃。
Yes.
好，那我们接下来看看怎么称呼快递外卖小哥啊。但是现在也有一些小姐姐，但非常少，因为在国内它比较多还是要骑车嘛，所以对女性来说，很从这个身体啊和安全方面都比较有挑战。但国外well, I think it depends on the city. 但是有很多地方那个送快递、送外卖，他是开着自己的车，所以我遇到过好几次是 ladies.
Right, I think when it comes to food delivery, it's kind of a toss-up between getting a man or a woman. But going back to like delivery packages, most of those delivery workers actually work with, you know, either Amazon or UPS or FedEx.And those are like majority men.
好，那就是小哥哈。
嗯，
因为中文小哥又是一个比较亲切的 endearment、yeah. 一个称呼，又是尊敬的。因为当我们叫人家哥哥或者姐姐的时候，就是一种 respect 嘛。
Right, right.
但在英文里面其实就没有这么对应的哦。
Yeah, we wouldn't ever call them like, you know, brother, sister.
对，我觉得如果你在英文里面说 delivery bro, 其实反而不太尊重right? Like bro for brother, but I、right. feel like it's a little disrespectful.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone use it that way. It's like usually like, oh, my delivery guy or my delivery driver or worker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think really like if you see the same person all the time and you actually get to know them by name, you just ask them, hey, like, what's your name? And you just address them by name. That's probably, you know, a sign of respect.
对,
even if you catch them, because sometimes, you know, they come by and they drop it off and they're gone. So you don't even see them. But that's probably what I would consider the utmost level of respect you could probably give delivery workers is just to,know them by first name basis.
所以我其实特别喜欢中文里面我们有这些像小哥小哥哥、
yeah.
小姐姐这样的 because it is like very endearing, 是吧、很亲切、
yeah.
然后同时又是表达尊重啊。好，其实这个不管在全球什么国家啊，现在 不是 full-time employment, 不是固定的，而是要灵活的雇工、
right.
对雇用形式是非常大的一块。
Right, so gig workers in like the gig economy.
所以英文叫做 gig, 是吧？
Because
when you say I have a gig, 其实它最以前的意思好像就是 I have a performance, 所以要去表演，要去演出。
Yeah, yeah, usually.
Yeah. 但是近几年它演变成了就是这个不是一个传统意义上的你有一个全职工作有一个固定薪水真的就是 gig 就像演出一样的你要去表演你才有pay就像 gig work delivery 快递外卖这样是吧、
mm-hmm. Yeah and very often it's going to be part time and also like you know not a 9 to 5, for example, you might have some hours earlier in the day, like around the lunch rush hour, you would work, and then you'd take a break, and then you'd work again, maybe during the dinner rush. So it's not very much like a standard kind of 9 to 5 job that a lot of office workers, are used to.
对，就是在中国，我感觉好像在快递外卖行业的这些小哥们，他们虽然是 gig work,But it is their full-time job.
Yeah, yeah.
但是像开网约车的司机，其实现在中国也有很多白领，就像这种 Uber 国外的 Uber 或者 Lyft drivers. Now a lot of office workers, 比如他们上班上下班的路上，他们会坐顺风车，都 just pick someone up and make some extra money. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, it very much falls under kind of like this gig work, right? Phrase where it's like, oh, I'm going to drop some people off when I go to work, and then I'm also going to pick up and then drop some people off when I get off of work. So you make a little bit of money.
而且我在国内还做过几次就是退休的 retirees. 就那些叔叔们就跟他们聊天，因为他们说就在家做，就每天坐在家里很无聊，so they prefer just take their own cars out. 每天做多少就是 you know how much you work how much you don't work is completely up to you right
right
full autonomy 而且你会结识很多不同的人、
yes.
all the passengers and yeah I think a really enjoyable experience for、mm-hmm. both the driver and the passenger
right and you know your experience is also very important because they also rely on ratings and reviews right
是是所以 to rate something 就是打分是吧 so usually、
mm-hmm. yes.
你比如说一旦快递外卖送到了或者网约车结束了你首先要 rate their service 几星、mm-hmm. 然后呢你还可以给他们写一个评论写一个 review
Right, so in addition to giving them like a numerical rating, you can also write them a review and talk about what you liked, how great the service you received was. And then even more so, you could also leave a tip if, you know, their service really exceeded your expectations, or you just want to like thank them for, you know, their time and maybe like helping you with your bags if you were taking it from the airport or to the airport.
是 so you can give them a tip, 或者 you can tip them, 对吧、
mm-hmm.
给小费。
Yes.
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿希望大家学会了很多实用的英语以及快递外卖小哥们现在真的是可能生活当中我们见面频率最高的人之一哈真的谢谢他们非常的辛苦。And of course, we also want to thank you for listening today.
That's right. Thank you, as always, for listening. If there's any kind of heartwarming story you want to share with us about a delivery you got or with a delivery worker, please leave that in the comments. We'd love to know how they've positively impacted you guys.
好的，今天的节目就到这儿，下次再见。
Until next time, bye!